Rising costs are forcing more families to rely on food banks in schools and in the community, so food security in South Delta is an important cause. Developing the tree canopy in Ladner and the rest of Delta is another. These are the causes which will be supported by proceeds from the Rotary Club of Ladner's Fall Shred-a-thon on Saturday, October 15 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., at 5300 Ladner Trunk Road, behind Eastlink, Delta Cable. Any individual, company or organization can bring their old tax returns, credit card bills, business records, bank statements, and personal information documents so a shredding company can safely and securely shred the paper on the spot. A donation of $15 per banker's box of paper will go entirely to support for our community and those who have lost their communities so far away. Delta and area residents and business owners or managers can show up in their vehicles, supervise volunteers who will unload the shredding material from their vehicles and dump it into a shredding bin, which will then be loaded by a ShredWise company operator into the shredding truck on site. Since our last Shred-a-thon in April, food costs have continued to rise and more families with children in our community are suffering because of the increased demand on already tight budgets, said Ladner Rotary Club President Guillermo Bustos. We are supporting a food pantry at Delta Secondary for families who need a hand up and, as we have for a number of years, we are supporting the Christmas Hampers program at DeltaSyst for families who can use a little help in celebrating the festive season. Also, one of Rotary's seven areas of focus is the environment, so we are contributing to the planting of new trees in North 40 Park near the Boundary Bay Airport. The entire proceeds from this event will be directed to these two community causes, one immediate and the other long-term. Thank you to our event sponsor, Ideal Door Limited, and to the hundreds of people who have shown up in the past with many tons of paper and supported these and other causes in our community.